would you back more of your tax money being spent on giving out free childcare? UK business leaders have suggested the government provide free childcare to working parents in an attempt to boost the slow pace of the UK's economic recovery. The proposal is to offer 15 hours a week free for children aged between 2 and 4 years old. So should taxpayers without kids subsidise others who decide to have a big brood, or would this be an essential way of helping struggling families and the economy? Well, on the line, journalist and mum Fionnuala Meredith and commentator Ant Miller. Morning, both of you.
Morning, Tara.
Good morning.
Fionnuala, I imagine you would say, yes, it's a good idea.
It is, of course. I mean, not just as a mother, as a reasonable member of society, of course it's a good idea for women to be able to be helped back to work. And the CBI, as you say, are calling on the government to extend free childcare to, for 3 and 4 year olds to younger children as well, to try and make things a little bit easier. And, I mean, it really is just a case of trying to help low-paid households, which are still, you know, struggling in the wake of the recession. Childcare is unbelievably expensive. Anything you can do to make childcare more affordable is going to help families who are finding it difficult. Not that I think that childcare, excessive childcare, is always the answer, and I don't think that's what's best for parents and their work plans is necessarily what's best for children either. It's a complex situation, but I certainly think that parents could do with a little more help.
And what do you think?
Well, my opinion obviously isn't going to be a popular one this morning, but I'm used to that. I think I don't agree with it at all. As a single man, I get absolutely no benefits whatsoever, but I get taxed to the hilt. You know, sometimes up to 40% of what I earn, and I get nothing back, absolutely no reward for that at all for my graft. But yet people can have kids and they can have their careers and they can do all these wonderful things, and it's benefits, benefits, benefits. There's working tax credits, there's child tax credits, now there's going to be child minding credits or whatever it is. I mean, when does it end? When's somebody going to give me something? I think it's really unfair, really unbalanced, and no, I'm not for it at all.
Fionnuala, has he got a fair point?
Well, I can understand why it's frustrating for someone in Anthony's position who doesn't have children himself. But, I mean, what are we going to do? Just say, right, OK, that's it with free childcare. That's it. You're on your own. There'd be enormous consequences for that. You know, women have been contributing, women in work have been making huge contributions to economic growth for half a century. And, you know, if you're kind of, you need to, the state needs to let working parents, and particularly mothers, know that it respects and supports their wish to work for a living. And it's right that the state offers practical and financial support in those early years.
And
I know, but I'm on my own as well. You know, it's not fair. I don't see it as a valid argument to go, well, should just leave them on their own. I can't afford children because I can't afford the time and I can't afford the money either. And I've accepted that. But I just think it's terrible. And I think as a single man, I get penalised, or not penalised, but, you know, I pay my fair taxes. But then whenever you look at what other people are getting, it starts to feel like a penalty.
I mean, then you get all the other services, Ant.
In my career.
You get your health service, you get roads, you get all the other...
Everybody gets those, and that's what I pay for.
But some people, I mean, you could say that argument about anything. You know, some people who are disabled will get lots more back from the health service, but you wouldn't want to be in that situation. I mean, that's just life. Some people are going to get more back from their taxes than others.
I don't think there's any comparison at all to saying that somebody disabled uses the health service more. You know, a disability is not something you choose to do. Children is something you choose. It's a decision that you make yourself. And actually, really, you know, it is a luxury, you know.
Fionnuala,
and if I decided to have a Range Rover, would I get a special tax for that luxury?
Well, I don't really think you can compare a child having a Range Rover. I don't think that's a fair comparison. But, you know, I think there's this idea that, you know, taxpayers' money is somehow being wasted on childcare, and I think that's the wrong way of looking at it. I think what we need to understand is that really giving money to people to help them with childcare is actually an investment, a sensible investment for the future. You know, they're breeding the workers, they're generating taxpayers for the future. So I think, you know, while I understand what Anthony's saying, and it isn't really fair when you look at it like that, but, you know, this is the way we've got to go. It's the only way that the economy is going to be benefited and that women themselves are going to be benefited.
Jan from Ballygowan has phoned in. You've been volunteering, is that right, Jan?
Well, I was always a volunteer. I was a volunteer for 49 years, and I mean, it's a long time, but before ever they started talking about volunteering, you know, on paper, But I'm not on really. But I don't know why people, you know, live beside each other or people who can help each other. I am minded children and back and forward, including my own work and including all the other work that I'd done. If anybody was had a funeral, if anybody was going away somewhere, it didn't matter. I always brought their children here, and they were always cared for and looked after well and knew they were safe. That was the most important thing. And I don't see why people sometimes can't do that without charging this great certain amount of money. They have to always get this great pile of money. I have no more money than anybody else, but, I mean, where does it? I don't know.
I suppose it's just businesses are trying to make money, and it's more difficult nowadays.
I know what you're saying, but I'm not talking about that. There's people who have to take their children to childcare. But, I mean, there's people who could leave their child next door or with their sister, with their aunt or something like that, and get them minded. My goodness, what generosity, but, I mean, you know.
And do you think that's a good idea?
I think that's a fantastic point. Well made. Well done. What I've seen as well, and I know people who do it, you know, grandparents are now charging for their time to mind the children. It's an absolute disgrace. When I was young, if my daddy or mummy couldn't pick me up, I went to my granny's or my auntie's or whatever, and that's how it was done. And I think that's a really, really good point. Well made.
Fionnuala, there's an obvious glaring problem with that plan. Do you want to say it or shall I?
I'll leave it to you, Tara.
I mean, there is the danger aspect. I mean, you would need to know that the person next door, you know, it's all about trust nowadays with children, surely to goodness, aunt.
Oh, absolutely. But you wouldn't, you know, nobody's going to leave their children with strangers, let's face it. You know, you're not going to say to the next door neighbour, hi, I don't really know you, but would you mind my children? And the point that lady made was, it was community. People knew each other. People looked out for each other, and people had each other's back. But even taking the community out of it, family members, you know, there are actually family members now charging for childcare to mind the children of either their grandchildren or their nieces and nephews. Absolutely ridiculous.
Fionnuala, I'll give you the last word.
I think it's important to say that. Oh, you're just getting in there. The decision to have children, you know, people don't do it to make money. It never makes financial sense, but it does make social sense. And if you have, you know, populations in decline, that means economies in decline and people getting old without young people supporting their needs. And I think that's what we need to remember when we talk about this investment in childcare.
But our population's not in decline. Do we not have a bit of a shortage on jobs for people per square meter or whatever that.
Well, I mean, this is part of the the CBI's point is that actually they're going to need women in the workforce in the future. They're going to have no choice, so they're going to have to provide something to make it less expensive for people to get back to work.
Crash in the office, Ben. Put a nice little crash in the office. Let bosses pay for it. That's what I say.
Listen, thanks very much, both of you, and to Jan.